A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 18. Those who have given up their hour-by-hour warfare because of their distress at the rebelliousness of body of this death, Romans 7:24, should blame not the flesh but themselves. For if they had not given it the strength, providing for it, so it could gratify its desires, Romans 13:14, they would not have been so greatly distressed by it. Do they not see how those who have crucified themselves together with their passions and desires, and who proclaim the death of Jesus in their mortal flesh, 2 Corinthians 4:10, have made the flesh trackable and obedient to the law of God, so that it proves an ally rather than an adversary in their aspirations towards the divine? Let them do likewise, and they will enjoy the same. These words are intended for those who begin the spiritual effort to eliminate the passions. The initial enthusiasm usually wears off quickly, and the daily toil follows. Recognizing the power of ingrained passions and realizing that eradicating them requires time, constant attention, and great effort makes it easy to give up on this path. And as St. Theodoros the Great rightly describes, the reasoning is about all the power of carnal passions. However, St. Theodoros has no sympathy with this argument. He points to the source of the failure. And if we have experienced a similar failure ourselves, we will agree with him. There is no victory over carnal passion if we are constantly strengthening it by taking pleasure in the fruits it offers. For example, we cannot get rid of gluttony if we want to retain the pleasure of a gourmet approach to food and drink. With such approach, we can never get rid of the passions of the flesh, and the body then becomes our enemy in the pursuit of perfection. Those who stopped pampering their body, tamed it strictly in order to dry up the power of carnal passions and thus eradicate them, recognize that the body has become their ally in the works of self-sanctification. A simple example is the knowledge that the body, humbled by fasting, is very helpful in increasing the quality of prayer. Therefore, let us not be afraid to subdue the body and its passions, because the spiritual effect is indescribable. Saint Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.